Welcome to the Think Fit, Be Fit podcast, part of the Think Fit, Be Fit podcast network, where we put the power of dynamic fitness back in your hands one mental rep at a time. Effective thinking for potent fitness. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to Think Fit, Be Fit podcast. I'm so happy to be here. Cole, Bowie, Angela, all in the house. And it's a special episode because we're going to talk about impact your fitness and the three pillars of our grand reopening in the most succinct and expressive, high octave version.
Let's do it.
Oh, man. So we recently expanded into what is my little dream has come to fruition, where we have all the things needed to optimize and stimulate joint health and help and increase people's vitality, right? So we're just going to walk through all the three pillars of that. And I think a great place to start is, Angela, what's your favorite part about the new space?
Right for the hard question. First, I would just love to say one of my favorite parts is watching your dream come true of having all of your favorite, most effective tech in one space. So that's got to be number one. Watching you pour your heart and your spirit into creating a sanctuary of healing for people. Gosh, I think what my favorite thing is changes day to day. Because one day it'll be, oh man, those neuromuscular, like that the Nuex stim is so exciting. And to see people walk out differently than when they came in after just a short period of time, that's super exciting. And then another day when someone comes in who really like has a lot of inflammation and fire and they get a little tendon action and they feel better and they're relaxed and they can sleep, then that's my favorite. So yeah. I don't know. It's a toss-up. What about you? What's yours?
I think it's the people. You know, I love the team. I love having Bowie here. I love that Bill's got his feet up on the couch, hitting the hydrogen. So I think that's my favorite, just more space and the table, bringing the people together, the table that we're sitting at. So shout out to Costco and this lovely table that I purchased from there and Yusuf found it. And it's just great. I think that's one of my favorite parts is like the gathering, the table and the people. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Because I think that was like a surprise too. I wasn't like expecting this to be my favorite part. I thought it was going to be something else. So anywho, let's transition to what these three pillars are. And then we can just kind of list off the things and it fits perfectly into season six of Think Fit, Be Fit, because we've been just talking about technology and I've just like built this sanctuary of high tech, holistic wellness and holistic injury care. So the first pillar of our new grand reopening and new offerings is cellular health. Let's talk about that because that's new. Mm-hmm. The second one is, I'm like drawing a blank here, the cellular health has like the energy. So we have the neuromuscular component, the rehab component, number two. And then we have number three, which is like the exercise portion. And don't get it twisted. We're not like really regular personal trainers here. You know, this is not the standard fitness protocol. But so where do we start? Cellular health, rehab, fitness.
I think cellular health.
Yeah. Know?
And
it's
I agree.
So exciting.
There's nothing regular or normal about this place. And that's what makes it so special, or one of the many reasons it's so special. But I would love to dive in with cellular health because that's really one of the things that sets us apart, I think, from a lot of places who just don't have the tools or the wherewithal or the knowledge to be able to address these problems and challenges on this level.
Yes. So I will say we do have a fourth overcast theme going on that we're gonna punch in at the end.
Cool. Overarching
theme. So yeah, the cellular health, you're right. It's not offered. I mean, this combination of technology and expertise is not offered anywhere else in the world. So just so exciting. And the cellular health component is really to help people understand what's happening on that micro level that the body will not adapt to these big changes unless they can adapt on the micro level, right? On the cellular level. So if we, hey, we're trying to help your knee joint, but we know there's a ton of inflammation there, you know, that's the gap we're trying to fill. It's like, okay, can we give them something that hits basically head to toe on helping their cellular health? And yes, we do. We have that. We have that thing. We have a couple things that hit those. So you think it was a good description of what we're doing?
Yeah. It's great. And yeah. I would add that this is a missing piece for people who've struggled for so long and not achieved the results. And it helps them feel validated in that they're not wrong. It was the methods that were maybe incomplete. Mm-hmm. So that would be the only piece that I add, but I love that description. Yeah.
Cool. The thing that came to mind when we were talking about this was also hydration, intracellular, extracellular hydration. Anybody listening that wants to come on and indulge us and our guests and our clients on intracellular and extracellular health, I think we'll call it like how not to have expensive pee. That is a good, I think, podcast topic and title.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Subtitled, Protect Yourself from Being Microwaved from the Inside Out.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, yeah, there's a lot to the cellular health. And we like to start with the low-hanging pieces. You know, like we have a new client that's like so eager to add more exercises and add more stretches. And he wants to know if he should keep doing HIIT and all this other stuff. And, you know, sometimes we just peel things away and add more energy to the system so that their body can rest and recover. And that's all what it's all about too. So let's kind of list the things that we have that are cellular health and maybe one or two, like a quick example of who would be a good candidate for that, and then we'll move on. Okay. So we have, of course, the red light therapy, an OG in the system here. I still use that in the morning, especially this time of year, and it really helps me ground, center, and energize. And then I get a nitric oxide gum, and I really double down. Then we have, of course, the Normatec, and multiple reasons for that. And you're still loving that.
Oh my gosh. Normatec is for the win.
I have gone away from it just because I don't know. Maybe sometimes I really do need it because I don't stop, but it definitely calls to you. And then we have the hydrogen therapy. So molecular hydrogen, one of my just favorite things that I've added to my regimen over the past year or so. I love talking about it. I see it as a stepping stone for the future of wellness. Like, it is so compatible, it's so easy to use, and it has a huge impact on people. And then we have the wonderful, magical Dr. Tennant's Synergy protocols and the biotransducer and the biomodulator. Of course, we just did an episode with Carla Bass that talks all about that. So, Angela, let's talk about those little examples. What do you have in mind for red light therapy?
So, someone who is looking for non-invasive pain management and an increase in energy, someone who really just needs to relax mm-hmm. and who's maybe inside all day or around an overabundance of blue light, which is just basically pretty much all of us mm-hmm. at this point, especially at this time of year. So does that answer your question?
Like, yeah.
Who wants to get in front of that?
And we definitely have some podcasts on why you want to avoid this blue light and all that other stuff and mm-hmm. and how to kind of mediate your exposure to junk light. We could definitely go on and on. So again, this is a perfect like way to, you know, frame season six, really, and what we're doing here at Impact Your Fitness. So then we have our Normatec, mm-hmm. great for relaxation. Right. I was thinking about some people that have shoulder tightness and overabundance of shoulder problems and pains and complaints. It can be an unsung, unknown way to help with shoulder tightness, because a lot of shoulder tightness can be a cause of like the lymph nodes being underactive or blocked or something, or clogged, but definitely blocked and not functioning properly. So, or not having the proper flow or pressure. So, and then there's the classic example of people using them for recovery just after training. And then the way we use it is for ourselves is at the end of the day, just to, you know, calm, like have a break, a nice transition after helping people, working here, under the decks. Yes, that's right. And helping people and like get that transition to, you know, sundown and nighttime. It's really nice. Really nice way to do that.
Beautifully said. Another person who could really benefit is someone who's having a lot of digestive problems, actually. Because we all, it's like a running joke, like, well, we're getting into rest and digest and things do start to move in mm-hmm. a beautiful way, like you were saying about the lymph. Like mm-hmm. really, it's about getting that stagnant energy moving. Mm-hmm. And if we're sitting at a desk all day, it's hard for your entire system to have the stimulation to digest and eliminate properly. So that's one great addition for people who have difficulty in that way. They're not moving their legs a lot. They're mm-hmm. not getting that pressure. So both the athlete for recovery and the non quote unquote athlete who is just the desk athlete, mm-hmm. is that what they call a desk jockey, right? Mm-hmm. Who's just sitting there. So we're getting the movement. Again, this is that cellular health piece, all about the movement, getting life to take care of itself and the intelligence of nature to flow with that movement and balance. Mm. So yeah, as soon as we get back in that chair, sometimes we have plans to do things.
Like
Normatec and relaxation has other plans.
Yeah. So. And we also have a pregnant client that it was even recommended by her doctor to use the compression therapy. So it's kind of a no-brainer. Okay.
Okay.
Next, hydrogen.
Oh, whew.
Yeah.
Man.
Woof. Everybody. We don't have time. Yeah. We don't really have time to say how much hydrogen every molecular hydrogen people could use in their life, in their body. I'll just say I used the foot bath and inhalation today. Mm-hmm. I drink it throughout the day every day. So does Bowie. So does Cole. And Cole's behind the desk here. He's our new EP. Yay.
Shout out to Cole.
And I mean, the more I learn about it, the more excited I get. I'll just leave it at that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's so compelling, and it's for everyone, truly. Mm-hmm. Even people who are healthy, who want to stay healthy, but especially for those who are, you know, overwhelmed with the fire of inflammation. Mm-hmm. You know, the body has priorities, and making sure that it's not on fire is certainly one of them. Mm. And hydrogen is one of the most powerful tools we found to allow the body to focus on other things, because it's not like Smokey the Bear over here.
Mm.
I'm the more I learn about it, the more I'm drawn to it. I think it's really a modern solution to modern day created problems, truly. So, the Japanese are way ahead of us in terms of that, but it's just such a wonderful, there's no bad side effects.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just something that's so rare that, you know, it's just, such a powerful tool that I'm just so happy to have it here in our arsenal.
Yeah.
Weapons of mass anti-inflammation.
I I think we'll leave it at that because there's plenty of, we have lots of content on the hydrogen uses. Okay, next, our coveted, wonderful, I'm so glad to have this here, the Tenant Solutions Synergy Health Protocols. You got the full suite here, and thank you so much for, you know, well, I found it on a podcast, which is great. It was so amazing. And then we dove in, and then you really, like, said, oh, I found it. This is the thing I've been looking for, and I'm watching people really respond to it. It's so amazing to to be able to help people that I wouldn't have even thought of being able to help before. We attract so many people that need a primer on their system so that they can even receive the electricity and the healing from our tools. So this really does that. That's like the one of the most tangible things I can say about it, but like there's so much more. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to get a treatment tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for providing the space for us both to get our hands on as many people as possible. Because like you said, it opens the door for people who really can't even move.
Yeah.
And, you know, just a brief overview, if people didn't get a chance to check out our podcast or know about Dr. Tenant, really you're just getting charged. Ultimately, you're getting in parasympathetic, rest and digest, and you're getting electrons for your body to be able to heal. That's kind of in a gist, but there's no, like, it's no active participation. So just some people, we just need to, like, facilitate their self-remembering. Mm. And sometimes people just don't have the energy, and then it gets really hard to think clearly. So if we can just provide a little boost for someone to be able to think more clearly, to be able to make better choices, then to be able to fix them mechanically, like, that's, I'm so happy and grateful.
We got the sauce.
Yeah, we got the sauce. Come on in. Special here. You got it. And then we layered it.
That pizza is rolling.
Like, you heard Bill earlier, he was getting double, triple layers. He's getting the hydrogen breathing in. We didn't even have the heart. We wanted him to get the juice. That's why he was here, like, interrupting, like, making noise. So he's got the Tenant. He's got the hydrogen. He's doing, you leave here, you made a quantum leap.
Yeah.
If you're getting all those layers of things, sorry for banging the table. If you're getting those layers of things, and the way I see it is nobody has received a treatment and not felt some kind of way about it better. Sometimes the more people need it, the more of a contrast, the more dramatic they feel after.
Yeah.
But even helping provide someone a good night's sleep, that's huge. Mm-hmm. And that's the number one feedback that we've received.
Yep.
We keep experimenting and finding new ways that this technology helps people. And I look forward to diving in even more with you on that and seeing how we can light up this world in the best possible way.
Yes. Voltage. So then we have, all right, let's move on to our new X, our electrical stim. So like I said, we already have content on this. We'll link them in the show notes, of course. And this is not the last time you're going to hear me talking about this thing. So the new X, the rehab pillar of our beautiful new studio and business and brand is simple rehab, right? Everybody that comes through here has been to physiotherapy in the last year. And they're either trying to avoid a surgery, recover from one, stay on the field, stay away from the doctor's office in that way, in the injury way. So, you know, I'm not going to tiptoe around what we're doing here, which is rehab. We're finishing, you know, cleaning up and doing better, really. We all know physical therapy has its limitations and, you know, that's the kind of foundation of the business, really. Like, it is. Everybody we talk to. And if you have, you know, so we'll just, I'll just stop there. and then, you know, some physical therapy places, like, I'm not going to stop there. Okay. So, you know, they either like overdo it and like think they're like your strength and conditioning coach, or they're like completely underdoing it. There's no like this nuanced micro progression gray area, which is where we are, you know. So the new X rehab program is chartered by Liz I don't want to say her last name wrong now.
Aishan.
I was giving it a hard A for so long. Aishan. And, you know, she's a nurse. And she and I have built this program, harnessing every inch of that technology to give people, oh my gosh, we're reconfiguring the nerve, brain, muscle axis and to movement right away. Yesterday, someone came in here with not being able to bend her elbow, and 45 minutes later, she was bending her elbow in all planes of motion over her head, and she's about to come in, so I can't wait to find out how that felt yesterday and, you know, what's possible for her. So in 5 sessions, we can completely change somebody's movement outcomes is what we're doing.
That's 100% what I see.
That's happening. Yeah. So then we have muscle activation techniques, of course, in our rehab program. Mm-hmm. And that's everything. That's the cells. That's the membrane of what we're doing, right? Like that, everything I've made decisions on to bring into this business, MAT is part of that decision-making. How do we make the MAT better? How do we make it hold longer? How do we give people more MAT with less of my time? Mm-hmm. How do we make it last? And that, you know, shout out to Greg Roscoff, the 49ers, and all my colleagues, like, for pushing the limit of what's possible in therapy, in rehab with muscle activation techniques. It's the shit. I haven't seen anything come close to it. Hands down. So, yeah, obviously I'm a proud MAT specialist, I think is the short version of what I just said. And then number 3, we have the Core Restore Training System. Oh my gosh, built by a muscle activation technique specialist to harness the power of isometric training for teaching people to use the right muscles at the right time. No matter their structure, we can make a difference for them with that combination. Doesn't matter how much arthritis you have, doesn't matter how scoliotic you are, how much of a bad breather you are, or any of it, how many hammer toes you got, we can make a difference.
Bring us all your bunions.
Bring us all your bunions. In fact, I've seen bunions reverse recently, you know. And it's just amazing. So I think I got that all. Who's that for? Everybody who's been to physical therapy in the last year is not happy.
Wow. Beautifully said. And I can see, so I'm going to back up for 1 second. I can see how your MAT your filter has, I see the application through the other modalities more and more. And it's really beautiful and brilliant the way that you all have organized this style of working and understanding of mechanics of the body and how to turn those back on and how to reverse engineer things. It's really the Nuex in your hands and Liz together. Like, it's really powerful. And, you know, I keep wanting to say a miracle, but it's really physics. Mm-hmm. Like, it seems like a miracle if you don't understand the nuts and bolts of it. But understanding more of that, it's like, the natural outcome of providing the right stimulus in the right dose at the right time, that's what technically the miracle is. And I'll just speak on my experience with it. You know, I had some neck stuff happening a couple weeks ago, and you both were able to get to the root of it. And I'll just tease everybody and say that there are ways that these powerful healing women have discovered to objectively, there's nothing subjective. I think, it is objective. These tissues are not firing. And let's get them fired. Mm-hmm. And there's no question. There's no doubt. It's objective. It's clear. You feel it immediately. Those tissues get turned back on. And, you know, in that way, I sort of have a little more compassion for all those physical therapists because they don't have these tools. Mm. Like, I can see why they underdo or overdo because they're frustrated because they don't know how to get in there. But what I see you guys have is really that technology and that the knowledge and your devotion to endlessly learning is really inspiring. And every person that comes in gets touched by your heart's devotion to, like, constant we're going to get to the root of this, you know, like, we're going to figure this out. And man, you really do. So I just want to, like, I think maybe I gave a little bit more of an overview, but the Nuex with your eye and Liz's eye and the care that they receive here with a little bit of layering of cellular health to see, can we, how can we make this stick? Mm. Where do other things fail? What can we do to make that better? And it's really fun to be a part of the application of that. It's exciting.
Hashtag relentless. Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah. That, thank you so much. I'm still getting used to getting celebrated all the time. So great. So, okay, let's move on to fitness.
Okay.
All right. So this is exploratory at this point. We are still hiring. We are still programming. But we have got medical grade exercise equipment here. Kaiser Fitness, air pneumatic resistance gives us such a precise way of helping people learn to strengthen with control, strengthen with precision, and strengthen in a way that is compatible to what they have available. Mm-hmm. So I cannot wait to get you on the machines. You're going to be client zero. Me and Gina are right now like really configuring the programming and figuring it out. So with that said, we're hiring. And we're hiring someone who wants to be like an apprentice, a mentee, and really learn how to micro progress, how to look at strength training in this way, how we can move the needle in such an effective way that you don't have that next day, I'm sore. I absolutely have like inflammation from my exercise. I regret my exercise. There will be none of that. Not that at all. Like, it is all about that moving the needle in such a precise way. And it's so exciting. So we have chest press, back machine, a row machine, a hamstring, a knee flexion, leg curl, leg press, a leg extension, and of course, like the functional trainer, I think they call it. It is just the most, it's medical grade fitness equipment. I mean, nobody in Alexandria has a clue as to, like, I don't know, like, what's here. You know, they haven't really seen it, right?
I thought you were going for the other way, which is also true. Maybe that's a little too savage, but most people don't have a clue how to progress.
Yeah.
They're confused by a zillion different opinions on YouTube and for fitness gurus that don't know anything about anything. You know, and so we're about solving problems. Mm. And that's a huge problem we see. People don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So this is a direct answer and solution for that confusion. Let's create clarity. Keep it simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's not complex. Mm-hmm. Like, well,
it is complex. It's not complicated. And we can explain it to you so that you understand what you're doing. And we're not just throwing a random group of exercises at you.
Better said than what I just did.
No, yes, exactly. I think you said it great.
Yes, exactly. So that's really exciting to be able to get people's bandwidth. Close some of those tabs. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't need all those weird exercise tabs open. Like, totally
perfectly said.
Unnecessary. Just like, we got you. I got you.
I need to write that down. Mm-hmm. So we have a client knocking at our door with her extremely strong elbow. Yeah. I will say the fourth thing overarching this whole entire philosophy is is empowerment. We use this podcast to empower, inspire, and spend money. I love podcasting. I do. And the funny thing is I'll keep doing it to empower people to have that experience of like showing people what true self-growth and self-development is, which is part intellectual, which is what this podcast serves to do, so much of the exercise industry is show me, rehearse this exercise, do a list, perform this list of exercises. And this platform is really to inspire intelligence instead of just carbon copy exercise programs. Inspire your own exercise guru and be thoughtful in your application of exercise. And then you can have this exalted experience of what it means to enjoy your movement, have a joyful movement experience versus like just thinking you have to do HIIT, have to run all the time and going into this circle of, oh, my hip hurts. Oh, there's something wrong. Oh, maybe it's just my genetics and I should just like keep running and it'll hurt and it'll be fine. It's the opposite of that. So I think we are done today. Angela, the podcast says bye. Okay. So thank you guys so much for being here. Angela ran off to go work with a client. And we obviously have the podcast says bye.
Oh, bye. I'm sorry.
And you can always, hit us up on Instagram, thinkfitbefit_podcast. And then, of course, the studio, this wonderful space, Impact Your Fitness Studio, all with that underscore between each word. And we're just eager to hear what kind of things you want to hear on the podcast, what you want to learn more about, especially in this space. We have a lot of video content coming up and you'll see some educational pieces there. So continuance of this empowerment into video as well. So thank you guys so much for being here and I can't wait until next week.
Thank you so much for listening and being a part of the Think Fit, Be Fit podcast network. Don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast with your friends and family. If you're interested in further resources, check out or visit our website, thinkfitbefitpodcast.com.